Back again! Yori desu! Welcome to the stream, my friends. I'm going to stream Yori, Yori and I stream Yokuso! Sorry it took a while for me to unmute. I was sharing and tweeting and making sure that I can see all of your comments in the, what's it called? The live chat! Yeah, Yori tadi lagi siap-siapin live chatnya. Soalnya, Yori pengen sambil kayak baca komen-komennya kalian gitu kan ya? At a free chat, let me actually tweet it out, actually. So, I have actually quite a lot of interesting stories that I don't think I've ever told you guys before. Oli, ada banyak cerita-cerita dan episode-episode lucu yang kayaknya waktu itu Oli nggak pernah kayak beritahu kalian gitu deh. What should we talk about first, I wonder? Right. Did you guys see the picture that I posted recently? Kalian ngeliat gak foto yang terakhir kali Oli post? I got Yago signed. Oli dapet signnya Yago. After so long! Man! I'm so glad I got to meet him! Yeah. Because he's basically like a rare Pokemon. At least that's what M10 keeps on telling me. So. So you see, what I heard from M10 is that Yago spawns randomly. We don't know when he will spawn. So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to take my chances and just hang around in a certain area where he's most likely to spawn. Gimana ya? Kalau kata M-chan itu ya, Yago itu bagikan Pokemon gitu kan ya. Pokemon yang sangat langka gitu. Terus habis itu, Oli udah tungguin terus kan ya. Loh kok nggak datang-datang gitu kan ya. Kok nggak muncul-muncul gitu kan ya. Padahal pas Gen 1 dia langsung muncul gitu kan ya. Makanya Oli kayak langsung nyamperin aja orangnya. We had like a little small talk. It was actually really, really cool. And you know what? He actually does say Sodesne. I heard the legendary Sodesne. Itu densetsu no Sodesne ga kikimashita yo. Yago-san kara. Sasuga sacho. To zuto omotanda. Yeah. I met him during, like, it was pretty late at night, actually. So I think he was a little bit tired when we met. So he was very, very, surprised when he saw me because I was just basically jumping around being very, very excited towards meeting him. So. Jadi pertama kali ketemu itu, kebetulan pada hari itu lagi malam gitu kan ya, baru selesai kerja gitu. Jadi Yagonya sedikit lemes. Jadi waktu ketemu Oli katanya Yago kaget. Katanya, "Hah, ini orang lompat-lompat gitu." So this. tapi ya kalau ketemu Yago gitu atau kalau ketemu yang lain gitu, Oli selalu kayak bukan dimarahin tapi sedikit kayak dihimbau gitu sama M-chan. Oli, kalau bicara jangan kenceng-kenceng ya, atau kalau memang bicara kamu coba pakai suara palsu kamu gitu kan ya. So, itu nangka nih. M-chan kara, "Oli, shabette no toki wa eto nisemono no koe o sukatte ne tte." Datte, honmono no koe wa yabai kamo tte. So iya, jadi kayak gimana ya, soal dihimbau sama M-chan itu jangan pakai suara beneran gitu, pakai suara palsu ya. Don't use your real voice, cause, you know, we don't know who's actually a fan of VTubers, we don't know. Hololive fans, they might be around you, and they might actually recognize you, so best that you actually try to disguise yourself. So that's what I kept on doing every time I go out. But you know what? It turns out M-chan was... M-chan was right. I had many moments where I'm like, I don't know. I don't think people would recognize us that easily. Gitu. Awalnya Oli kayak, masa sih langsung ketahuan sih gitu. Maksudnya kayak, Oli ngerti VTuber dari Jepang gitu. Hololive itu besar di Jepang juga gitu kan ya. Akihabara kita mukanya sering banget nongol gitu kan ya. Cuman kayak, masa sih kita jalan dikit orang-orang langsung tahu gitu kan ya. So, Ori wa nanka, honto kana ってずっと思ったんだ。だって、 みんなは全員オタクじゃないね、とずっと思ったんだ。But it turns out, it was a lot more easier to actually find Hololive talents, wait, Hololive talents, no, Hololive fans out in the wild. Ternyata gampang banget ketemu sama Hololive fans di public gitu loh. Sempat ada satu waktu, Oli lagi di, ini nih, lagi di stasiun. There was this one time I was like at the station, and I was waiting for Emchan. Emchan was supposed to pick me up by the station and take me to the studio. Jadi sempat ada satu waktu di mana Oli kayak lagi nungguin Emchan di stasiun gitu kan ya. Oli pengen dianterin ke studio gitu. Terus habis itu kebetulan Oli datangnya terlalu cepet gitu kan ya. Ya udah Oli tunggu aja gitu. Oli nunggu sambil kayak people watching gitu loh. You guys know people watching? Kalian tahu people watching nggak? Basically cuman ngeliatin orang jalan aja sih gitu, kayak ngamatin manusia gitu kan ya. Yeah, I was kind of people watching while I was waiting because there was nothing new in Twitter or there was nothing new in Discord. So I basically just started watching people who were passing by. And you know, lo and behold, guess who actually passed by? There was like this really, really cute girl. She was wearing like all green and whatnot. And I was like, oh my god, that's so cute. Is that like the Densetsu Harajuku fashion is what I thought. It was an Aroran Senpai fan. Have I told you guys this before? I think I've told you guys this before. So ini kayaknya Oli udah pernah beritahu kan ya? I think I have. I don't know though. So I thought. So there's like this girl. She was all green. And then she walked right past me, and I really thought she was just a green girl, you know? No, she had the Aruran Senpai Ita bag, and she even had like a handmade Aruran Senpai face plushie. It was crazy. It was crazy, crazy even. Serem sih, kayak tiba-tiba lewat gitu depan muka Oli kayak, itu kan Aruran Senpai gitu. Huh? That easy? Yeah. So. No, I don't think you've told us about this. I haven't? So mono. Masih. I'm still in Japan. So. So it was actually very shocking. And that's not like the only time I met like a Hololive fan in the wild. There's also this one time where I was with Yofi Senpai and Emchan. Yofi Senpai wanted to buy BL books, so we actually went to like a BL store and we were just like looking around, looking at like comics and whatnot, gitu kan ya. Jadi kebetulan kita waktu itu Yofi Senpai kan datang kan ya, pengen beli buku BL gitu kan ya. Ya udah dong, Oli cuma kayak mau ikut-ikut aja, pengen lihat tempatnya kayak gimana sih gitu kan ya. Waktu Yofi Senpai sama Emchan lagi lihat-lihat buku, when they were just looking at the doujins and whatnot, and all of the BL comics. Suddenly, this guy, also with an Ita bag, mind you, had Flare Senpai's face plastered all over. I was like, Yeah. It was scary because the guy was right in front of me, and I just started holding my breath. I was like, don't talk. Kaget gue. Oli lagi kayak nungguin Yopi Senpai sama Emchan selesai window shopping aja kan. Enggak, bukan window shopping sih. Beneran lagi shopping BL gitu kan. Oli lagi nungguin tiba-tiba mas-mas ini di depan Oli pake Ita bag, terus habis itu kayak penuh dengan mukanya Flare Senpai. Oli kayak, what? Gitu. They're everywhere. So, it's really easy to actually spot one. To like spot a Hololive fan. So. Yeah, there was also this one time, like I'm sure that you guys have heard from, I said this before in the other space, but me, Bei, Nene-senpai, Toa-senpai, Subaru-senpai, and Fubuki-senpai went out, right? We kind of broke into groups because we thought that a group of six walking around would be a little bit too crowded, so I was walking around with Fubuki-senpai. So. Jadi waktu Bay lagi sama si Nenechi, itu Oli lagi sama Fubuki Senpai. So I'm sure that you guys heard that Nene Senpai and Bay, they bought a book together, wink wink wank wank. And while they were buying the books, I was with Fubuki Senpai the whole time. Fubuki Senpai was asking me, "Oli, what do you want to buy while you're here?" Gitu kan ya. Ditanyain sama Fubuki Senpai, "Oli, mumpung kamu di sini, ada yang pengen kamu beli gak?" Gitu kan ya. Ya udah dong, Oli langsung bilang, "Oh, Oli pengen beli Mustafa," gitu kan ya. I want to buy Honosaki goods. And then Fubuki Senpai was like, "Okay, well then let's go look for some." Kalau gitu, mari kita coba cari. Wih, gitu kan ya. Ya udah dong, kita kayak jalan-jalan gitu dong. And so we went on our search to look for Mustafa. Yeah. And while we were searching, we came across a Hololive shelf, and there was like a couple standing right in front of it. We had to hold our breath. Fubuki Senpai started talking, but I started slapping her. I was like, "Don't talk! No, people in front of the shelf!" Jadi kayak, apa kan ada kayak seksi Hololive gitu kan ya? Ada seksi Hololive, terus kayak di sana mereka kayak ngejual Hololive goods gitu kan, gitu. Terus kebetulan di depannya itu lagi ada orang gitu, ada dua orang malah gitu. Terus ini Fubuki Senpai kayak keceplosan gitu, "Oh lihat ada Hololive," gitu. Holly langsung kayak, "Senpai, please jangan ngomong, jangan di sini. If you're going to talk, at least disguise your voice. Kalau pengen ngomong, setidaknya tolong suaranya Senpai diganti kayak diapain kayak." Soalnya terlalu ciri khas gitu gak sih kalau suaranya Fubuki Senpai? I mean, if it's me, I basically have like an 80-20% chance of getting caught, you know? The 20% chance is the getting caught part, by the way. Since, I don't think many... Like, I know that I have a lot of lovely Nihon Zamreds, but I don't think, like, I'm the big deal in Japan. People wouldn't recognize me as soon. But Fubuki Senpai, goddamn. Dakdikduk jegir, tau gak sih? もうドキドキするわ。グッズを探したの時は、なんか、ホロライフブースを見つけたんだ。そのブースの前はね、なんか、二人ファンがあって、ふぶき先輩は勝手に、あ、ホロライマーチャン、喋れないでくださいって。ずっと。だって、声は、わかりやすいよね。ふぶき先輩だったら。もう。Yeah. I think they'd have noticed a fox and a zombie walking together. Oh, we had a perfect disguise. Well, not really me. I was just going all out. Not many people recognize me, so I was like, yeah, okay. Oh, we have to disguise Fubuki Senpai. Even after her disguise, she had the audacity to talk in her real voice. Don't do that, Senpai! You're giving me a heart attack! God dang! もう、Fubuki-chan はね、そう、ちょっとポンだった。Oh yeah, speaking of the trip, there's actually like a lot of episodes, and I wanted to tell you guys my impressions on the senpais that I met. そう。ねね先輩、ねね先輩もすごいわ。ねね先輩、ねねち、すみません。ねねちだった。Kayak, satu hal yang harus kalian ketahui itu, ねねち itu beneran kayak, apa ya, そのまま? Kayak, kalau kalian mikir kayak, oh, ねねち cuman genit kalau pas stream gitu. Enggak, dia di realnya juga genit gitu loh. Oh, kayak, oh, ternyata segininya gitu. Wow, you're flirty even off stream? I was actually very, very, very surprised. There's this one moment, so it was pretty hot out, right? And then everyone was getting thirsty. We were looking for something to drink. And Nene-senpai coincidentally already bought herself tea. Gitu, jadi kayak waktu kita lagi pergi, kebetulan itu lagi panas banget gitu kan ya. Terus gak ada kita yang bawa minum gitu, jadi... kita pengen beli minum, tapi nenek senpai kebetulan kayak udah punya teh sendiri gitu lah. So. Itu, その日はね, めちゃくちゃ暑くて, みんなが飲み物を探してるんだ。ヌネチだけが、お茶が持ってる。そうそうそう。And so, you know what she did? Dan kalian tahu nggak apa yang dilakukan oleh Nene Ci? Nene Ci kayak tanya ke kita berbarengan gitu. Eh, kalian haus gak gitu? Nih, Mina. Mizu no mitai? Nodo kawaita tte. With her cool voice. So she was asking us if we were thirsty. And we're like, yeah, a little bit. Why? And then she started kissing her bottle cap. And then she gave it to us. Hai, dozo. I was like, ah, nodo kawaita ka. Hai, I get it. Dia kayak, oh, kamu kamu haus ya? Oke, okay. Terus dicium gitu botolnya, terus dikasih ke kita. Nih, minum ya, gitu. Gitu. Spicy. めちゃくちゃ いや、かっこよかったわ. It was super super cool. さすが everyone's waifu. Yeah. Gosh dang, that's spicy as heck. I know. Yeah, she got Riz. Dia Riznya itu kayak wow banget. So. As for the other senpais, Subaru-senpai. Subaru-senpai was our leader for the day. She was the one leading. She was the one taking us places. She was making sure that everyone was okay. She was a true leader, and I really, really loved her for it. Like, how can someone be so mom? She's the mom friend, honestly. And I really, really like her. I love how, you know, I would say that Bae and Nenechi, they did like a lot of tsukomi, right? Wait, tsukomi? No, they did like a lot of jokes. And Subaru-senpai would always respond with the tsukomi. It was always funny. Subaru-senpai and Toa-senpai, yet. So there was like a... There's kind of... You can actually categorize the people within that said group. So Nenechi and Bae, they would be like the... they'd be like the bakas. Like the unhinged people. And then Toa-senpai and Subaru-senpai, they would be the tsukomi. And then Fubuki-senpai and I, we would be like the audience just laughing while they do their stuff. Nee. Wow, it's like Shuba is a sports manager. Yeah. Ah, so Boke, baka janai wa. Boke, that's what it's called. I forgot. So da ne, Boke, baka janai wa. Yeah, it was a comedic moment in real life. It was really, really fun. So. Ah. I also met up with Asuki-senpai and Sora-senpai. I did, like, touch upon it a little bit, right? So, not too long ago, Asuki-senpai was like, yo, Ollie, since you're in Japan, let's actually go out and have, like, a lunch or a dinner together. Let's grab something to eat. And I was like, of course! Asuki-senpai asked me on a date. Oli kayak diajak ngedate gitu kan ya, kencan sama Asuki-senpai. And she was like, I'm going to bring Sora-senpai too. Okay, and I'm like, Sora-senpai? I had a date with two goddesses. Take that! Name a bigger W, people. Oli kayak, padahal Oli gak minta apa-apa gitu kan ya. Dan Oli juga gak bilang kalau Oli di Jepang. Kayak Asuki-senpai kayak tahu sendiri, kamu ternyata di Jepang gitu kan ya. Iya gitu. Oh yuk gitu kita pergi gitu kan ya. Wah. And I want to tell you guys just how amazing Asuki-senpai is, because not only did she ask me out, but she also organized the whole day. She made a whole itinerary, a whole schedule for the things that we do. For example, at 10 a.m. we will be at 10 a.m. we'll be meeting up. And then at like 11, we'll be walking around this place. And then on 12, we'll be walking around this place, maybe buying souvenirs. And then on 1 p.m., we'll be having lunch in this really, really cool, expensive place. She planned the whole thing. Like, even when we were having our date, she was the one who was like running around, making sure that we're okay. She was kind of like Subaru-senpai in a way, but a lot more active. And she also has like really, really fast feet. Jalannya itu cepet banget. Asuki-senpai no ashi wa ne, mechakucha hayai no. So. So let's say, Let's say I want to go to the bathroom. Bilang aja Oli kayak pengen ke toilet gitu kan ya. Tatoeba, Oli ga toire ni ikitai. So what would happen? What would happen is that Asuki Senpai would start running forward, and then she would start looking for toilets. And once she founds it, she'd run back to us and she'd be like, ah, toire mitsukatta yo tte. Kawaii. So, 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 so. Asuki Senpai itu gimana ya? Orangnya itu sangat gercep gitu loh. Bilang aja kita lagi jalan gitu. Terus tiba-tiba Loli bilang, ah, pengen ke toilet gitu. Terus nanti pasti dia kayak tiba-tiba lari cepet. Bukan lari cepet sih, jalan cepet. Dia jalan cepet, dia cari-cari. Terus waktu udah ketemu, dia bakal balik lagi bilang, oh, aku ketemu, sini aku anterin gitu. Keren. Lah. So, 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 so. And she was also the one who like took me to this like really really fancy expensive French restaurant along with Sora Senpai. She reserved the whole thing, and so you see, when it comes to, like fancy restaurants, it's basically a full course meal, right? You would have your appetizers, you would have your main dishes, and then you'd have your dessert.